Cecil, it looks like Mr. Hatton is going to buy the store from Uncle Thomas.
Oh, gee. What does he want to buy this store for?
I guess to make money, Cecil.
Yeah, that's a good reason. But I wish he'd buy someone else's business.
Uncle Thomas is all hopped up about it.
Yeah, he would be. He wants to go way off to dumb old Paris to live.
Oh, Cecil, can't we do something?
Did you tell your uncle you didn't want to go away?
Yes. I even cried.
Oh, no. Did you?
Yes, I did. I argued and said I wouldn't go.
What did he say?
Well, he waited until I finished, and then he said, "Now, Sally, you can run along. I'm old enough to know what I'm doing."
Dumb old fool.
Now, here, Cecil, don't you call my uncle a fool.
Well, what does he want to act so crazy for?
Well, I've done everything I could.
Beg him some more tonight. Keep after him until he's sick of hearing about it.
Oh, I can't, Cecil. He said if I brought up the subject again, he'd make me take castor oil every time I mentioned it.
That's a mean trick.
That's worse than that.
Well, you didn't bring it up anymore after that, did you?
Just once.
Well, I know what I'll do. I'll go up to his office and tell him he can't sell this business.
And he'll say it's none of your business and throw you out on your ear.
Well, golly, we've got to do something. We just have to.
If he sells out and takes me away next
month... Oh, we won't
be
able to go to Betty's party or anything.
I guess we can't do anything.
Don't you think your uncle might listen to me, maybe?
Well, he'll want to know why you don't want him to sell.
Well, yes, he would.
Well, what would you tell him?
Why, I'd tell him that if he sold out and went away, well, then we couldn't go places together anymore.
Oh, Cecil, he'd laugh at you. He's funny that way.
What's funny about that?
Oh, I don't know, but he'd think it was funny.
Well, I know one way to keep him from selling out.
How, Cecil?
Well, I could burn down this store. Then he wouldn't have anything to sell.
Yes, and we wouldn't have anything to live on.
Oh, he's got his business insured.
Oh, no, you have to think of something else.
Oh, your uncle makes me sick.
Well, he makes me sick, too, making me take oil.
I think I'll go up and sock him right square in the eye.
Cecil, don't you dare hit my uncle.
For cat's sake! One minute you're razzing him, and then when I say anything, you hop all over me.
Well, it's not his fault. He doesn't understand.
Well, it's not my fault either.
Oh, they're going to sign the papers today.
I know. When they get up in the office and are about to sign, I'll holler, "Fire, fire," and they'll run out.
Yes, and when there isn't any fire...
Well, I'll say, "April Fool." Maybe they'll forget all about selling the store.
Mm-hmm. And after you pick yourself up off the sidewalk, what will you do then?
Well, I guess that's out. Hey, the old brain's beginning to click.
You're not going to poison my uncle.
No, I won't. Not at first. Listen, Sally. If this deal doesn't go through, there isn't much chance of anyone else buying your uncle out, is there? Huh?
No, I hardly think so.
Then if I can throw a wrench into this, we're a cinch.
Yes, but you can't do it.
Wait. Who's the man again that's going to throw his money away?
His name is Mr. Hatton, a retired toothbrush dealer.
What a business. Well, he'll go back to toothbrushes before I finish with him.
What are you going to do, Cecil?
What's he going to buy your uncle out for, huh?
Why, to make money, of course.
Not just as a hobby or something?
Oh, Cecil. Whoever heard of spending a fortune for a hobby?
Well, I have. Now, listen. He wouldn't buy it if he'd lose money, would he?
Uncle Thomas's store has always made money, and lots of it.
Oh, I don't give a darn about that. Would he buy it if he thought he'd go in the hole?
Oh, no. That would be stupid.
And this Mr. Hatton is sure that this is a good business?
Well, it is. Everyone knows that.
Sally, you won't have to go away. I've got it all figured out.
Oh, Cecil, what are you going to do? Tell me.
Well, it's simple. Just a little brain work. That's all it took. I just thought it out all by myself.
Oh, tell me why, please.
Well, now look. If this dumb cluck that wants to buy...
But he isn't a dumb cluck, Cecil. He's a smart businessman.
Now wait, can't you? If this Mussolini thought that he couldn't make any money out of this store, he wouldn't buy. You said that.
Of course he wouldn't. Why should he throw his money away?
Look, it's simple. All we have to do is convince him that if he bought this store, he'd lose money. And see? Then he won't buy.
Yes, That seems to be a pretty good plan, Cecil, but how are you going to convince him that this is a poor business?
Well, I didn't think about that yet.
Well, you better start thinking, then.
Well, haven't you any smart brains, too? Can't you help?
Oh, I can't think of anything.
Now, wait. Hey, when does he come in to sign the papers?
This morning.
He has to come in the front door to get up the office, doesn't he?
Yes. Oh, if we only had a smallpox sign, we could hang it on the front entrance and keep him out.
Yeah, and business, too. No, I know. I've got it all planned.
Are you going to keep them from signing the papers, Cecil?
Am I? Just you watch my smoke.
Cecil, you can't start a fire now. I'll tell Uncle Thomas.
Don't worry. My smoke won't have anything to do with a fire. But things will be pretty hot.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
No, you don't. You just think you do. What does this Mr. Hatton look like, in case I recognize him?
Well, I've seen him once.
Well, can you describe him?
Well, let's see now. No. Yes. Let's see.
Hurry on. He might come in here before you can tell me what he looks like.
Well, of course, you know I only saw him once.
I know. You told me.
And, of course, I don't remember very well. You know that.
Sally, what does he look like?
Well, goodness, give me time.
That's just what we haven't plenty of. Quick.
Well, you know what William S. Hart looks like, don't you?
Yes. Tall and bony.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Hatton doesn't look anything like that.
Well, what does he look like, then?
Well, he has a funny way of lifting one eyebrow.
I don't care about his eyebrow.
Well, I'm trying to describe him, Cecil, if you'll only let me.
What's his face like? That's all I want to know.
Well, let's see now. When I saw him, he wore black socks and he had on a pretty pink tie. And...
Sally, his face. What does he look like in the face?
Why, Cecil, he looks like anyone does in the face. He has a nose and two eyes.
Yes, I know, but they have a color, haven't they?
Well, I suppose they have, but I really didn't notice.
Oh, thanks, Sally. You're going to gum up the whole works if you don't.
Oh, I know how you can tell him. Of course.
How?
Well, he's always blowing his nose, and he makes an awful honk.
Oh, Sally, can't you remember? Has he got a mustache? Or does he wear glasses? Or anything?
No, he didn't have those when I saw him.
Well, what does he wear?
Clothes.
Naturally. What kind?
Oh, nice ones. He has very good taste.
Is that the best you can do? Oh, we haven't a minute to spare.
Well, he has a red nose, if that will help.
Fine. Anything else red?
No. A blue tie. Well, he really hasn't much to describe him.
Not a thing different?
Not that I can think of.
Is he tall?
No, he's very little and fat.
What color eyes?
Well, I don't remember, but they're crossed.
Oh, he hasn't anything different. Oh, no. Well, I know who to look for now. A little short, fat man who's cross-eyed.
Yes, that's right. Oh, here comes someone now. Nope, that's not him, Cecil. Well, what are you going to do? Tell me.
Sally, here comes a customer. Now, listen, here. Here's 25 cents. Darn it, all I have. Now, I'll wait on this customer, and in the meantime, you chase out across the street and see if you can buy a dozen rotten eggs. Understand? Ancient eggs. Now, hurry. Beat it quick. I'll get this customer.
But, Cecil, what do you want with old eggs?
Go on. I'll tell you later. I've got a plan.
All right. Well, that's the funniest thing. 25 cents worth of bad eggs. I'll be right back, Cecil.